This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550K Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO and KLTC. Of course, your iHeartMedia app, Flag Family app. A lot of ways for us to listen to it. Sometimes people say, you know, I'm listening, but then I'm way south in Nebraska, and then I kind of lose you. I say, hello, how about the app? The app is crystal clear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Take it with you everywhere. You got your phone in your pocket. You know, if you get a phone call, you're not going to have it for a moment. But I don't know how you listen to the radio and be on the phone at the same time anyway. You can do without us for a couple of moments there, I think. I don't know. Anyway, it's Friday. It's the weekend. And we have some time to talk about whatever is on your mind on the program. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk some beef. It's what's for dinner. Did you know there's something as dangerous out there as fake beef? Not only fake news in this world, there's fake beef. And we're going to tell you what you need to know about that coming up on the program today on What's on Your Mind. It's Friday, though. I'm still not out of my election mode, Todd. I have to tell you, I'm still in a little bit of sort of post-election fog. Are you? I mean, it consumed us for months and months and months and months and months.
Hey, I've had a Trump 2020 hat for months. I'm ready. Let's get this going.
I want a little breather in between. Nah. I mean, we have so many things to fix and tackle and do.
Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Keep running.
But I just feel like, you know, I mean, folks, you demanded a lot out of us, and that's what we're here for. I'm not complaining at all. But you wanted that election coverage backwards and forwards, and whether it was Measure 1 and Measure 3 and the Senate race or the other race, it was a busy time. So I'm sort of not out of that mode yet. I don't know. Easing into it. Going to a Sioux hockey game tonight, though, that'll get me out of it. Also be up in Grand Forks tonight for a meeting with our fine listeners interested in heading to Norway. I'm interested in heading to Norway. I'm going June 15th through the 30th of next year. This trip already has over half the folks committed with their $400 deposit. Yep. Meaning I'm going. I want to be there. I want to be part of this. $54.95 for the trip, and it is just incredible. It's all I can tell you. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I say incredible a lot when I'm talking about the trip, or I don't know what other way to describe it. I mean, the beauty, and it's just, I mean, it's not the kind of trip you go on a trip and go, oh, I had a good time. Yep, come back and it's good. It's the kind of trip you come back and it stays with you forever. Forever. It really does. My daughter wrote an essay when she came back talking about how much changed her view of what's important and, you know, why buy stuff when you can go on travel. It's titled, Travel Will Make You Richer. It's kind of cool. Anyway, tonight we will be in Grand Forks at the Pizza Ranch restaurant, 5 until 6:30. This is a very informal, you know, sit around and chit-chat and hand out some flyers and maps and different things and answer questions and kind of come and go as you please. Some people get there right when we start at 5, others will come in a little later. It doesn't really matter. Just come on by anytime between 5 and 6:30, and we'll answer any questions you have. Okay? There you go. And if you have questions and can't make it tonight, you can text 701-219-5520. That's the concierge for this trip. Maria. Okay? You just text her your questions. can't make it. 701-219-5520. And then mark the 27th in Jamestown on your calendar, 29th in Minot. Got two more of those to go after today. Okay? All right. Let's go to some phones here, shall we? Oh, I have one bit of... I've received an email during the break, and it said, important detail in the subject. You got to open that, right? I mean, there's no waiting for that one. And it is from Bob Weifel. And Bob, of course, has been on this program many times over the years for different things that he's a part of. But he said, at the start of the program, I mentioned that Staff Sergeant Clint Romesche and the Netflix Medal of Honor movie series were going to be a topic next week. I must have said winner of the Medal of Honor. The winner of the Medal of Honor. And Bob rightly points out the recipients of the Medal of Honor are recipients as a result of their service. It's not a contest, therefore there are no winners. So yeah, they totally stand correct. If I said recipients, which I rather a winner, I assume I did instead of recipient, my apologies. But I take your point. Got it. Okay, John and Minot, Dean and Bismarck, let's get to you here on What's on Your Mind. John, go ahead. You're up.
John from where?
It says here you're from Minot.
Okay, yeah. It sounds to me, I think that district judge made the wrong decision. If that any journalist gets that microphone, it sounds to me like he can keep it for as long as he wants. What they going to do, put a time limit on it or something?
You're talking about the judge that says Jim Acosta can have his press credentials
right.
back.
I think that was the wrong decision.
Well, he's probably a Trump hater, you know, some activist judge at... I mean, for one, the idea that the Justice Department looked at this. Justice Department said, look, the president could decide who gets a press credential or not. I mean,
I think that's the right decision.
And here's also a concern of mine with this this judge. So, John, you get yourself a credential, and now that this judge says that, you go do anything you want. You can do a little kabuki dance there and wear a tutu and, jump up and down and scream and holler and say, I don't agree with you. I mean, you could just disrupt any press conference.
Anybody who wants a press pass to get into that press conference must be allowed to get one then. If he has no control over who gets into the press room.
Here's the dirty little secret folks need to understand. Jim Acosta is not there like 90% of the reporters there assigned to do a story. You know, there to ask questions, put together a story. Jim Acosta is there for one reason. Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta's grandstanding. Jim Acosta's trying to get on TV. Jim Acosta's trying to make the president look bad. Jim Acosta should be given a press pass to the nearest public restroom to do his reporting. Get him out of the White House. He's grandstanding. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is now. That they can't keep his press pass away from him. But something's got to be done.
Yeah, I don't know much about this judge. We'll see what we can find out, okay, John?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate the call. John and Minot, expected some commentary from Todd related to where I thought he should be assigned, like the nearest public restroom, but nothing.
I think he should go front row. Trump should call on him first, and we can all get it over with and move on to their lives. I mean.
Don't call on them at all. That's what I was.
The Supreme Court's going to overturn it anyway. So.
You've got your pass. Now we're never going to ask you another question again. Thank you very much, Dean and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey there. You know, with Heidi now not congratulating Kramer, just another thing of the poor sport of the Democrats. Oh, I don't want to go congratulate him. He won. I lost. Cry babies.
What do you suppose the deal is? Why, I mean, it's pretty common. I asked Senator Hoban the other day. I mean, like, you know, when you defeated her for governor, did she call? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I will say this. I know enough to be dangerous about some of the discussions about Heidi running for reelection, and they were pretty consumed with Kramer. You know, they thought they could scare him out of the race, and then they thought once he was in the race, they could beat him. I think there's a real dislike by Heidi and by her team of Kevin Kramer, and then to lose by 11 points, it's total humiliation. I mean, it's humiliation on a grand scale.
Party when they lose, not just Heidi.
Pardon me?
I see. It's the whole Democrat Party when they lose. They cry for years and years, not just Heidi, too.
I don't get it. I don't. I mean, I guess, okay, we don't like him. So this one stung. I could even see sort of waiting a day, like you can't do it that night, but you're going to do it eventually. But, you know, the texter had a question, had she apologized yet? And he just said, we're moving on. And I said, well, have you seen her? He said, yeah, and had a conversation with her. Long conversation? No, just kind of, you know, hi, how are you? I mean, that's, and I know, look, I don't think it's worth, belaboring this or spending a lot of time on it. Or I know some people say, well, just, you know, move on. But I don't know. I mean, if the shoe were on the other foot, I'm not sure anybody else would move on. I don't much care that she is so small, and that circle is so small that they're just, they think they own that seat. You know, it's theirs. I mean, and when somebody else takes it, it's just, it's beyond their comprehension. I don't know. That thing. Appreciate the call, though. More coming up.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What's for dinner? It is. What's for dinner? And you heard of fake news? That's Jim Acosta, CNN, who a judge today rules in favor of in this dispute with the president, ordering White House to temporarily restore the press credentials that the Trump administration had taken away from Acosta last week. In a victory, this is the Washington Post, so understand what I'm reading from here. In a victory for the cable network and for press access generally, Judge Timothy J. Kelly. I remembered that name. I remembered that name. Why? Granted CNN's motion for a temporary restraining order that will prevent the administration from keeping Acosta off White House grounds. The White House revoked the reporter's press pass last week. Blah, blah, blah.
It's interesting that CNN's own version of the story says an initial victory.
Yeah,
like,
I think
we're
still waiting
for another shoe to drop. And that's interesting that CNN even says it on their own story.
Well, because they're talking about, temporarily restoring the press credentials.
Right.
See? So I don't think this is over.
Exactly.
I'm really, really, really frustrated. Because I think Jim Acosta is getting exactly what he wants. All of us talking about him. The guy is an egomaniac nut job. Okay? He is all about him. He's about writing books. He's about trying to raise his stature. He's about, I'll take on Trump. I'll show these reporters how to do it. He's a jerk. He has no basic decorum. Look, a lot of the people, there's 50 hard passes. A hard pass means you're permanent in the White House. In other words, if I called tomorrow and said I want a White House press pass, they'd give me one. And I could get one for another day and another day, whatever. But the hard pass means you're there permanently, basically, okay? You're vetted and it's yours as long as you're there. You know, I would venture to say 45 of the 50 are jerks. And I mean that in the nicest sense of the word. In other words, they're antagonistic to Donald Trump. They're there as part of a fake news agenda. They don't pull the stunts he does. Like he did at that other event. Now, I think the president relishes the fight with Jim Acosta. I think he likes it. I don't. I don't like him liking it. I don't like, because I think if you ignore the guy, you cut him like a knife. I mean, you just, and I don't mean literally, obviously, but you just, that's the worst you could do. Just totally ignore the guy. You know? Your mom ever tell you that in grade school, Todd? You know? He's bugging me, Mom. He's just really bugging me. Just ignore him. Oh, he's really, this is so mean.
Yeah,
just,
one parent that says ignore him, the other parent that says fight back. So, welcome to my childhood. Thanks, I've been trying to suppress that for years.
We're brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. And the folks at Go Wireline have some incredible career opportunities waiting for you. In fact, they on occasion hire candidates with no wireline experience, and then you are in one heck of a great business. And this is a North Dakota-owned company. Williston, Dickinson, GoWireline.com/careers. Check it out. Galen is here. Galen's at Bismarck. Go ahead, Galen.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Regarding the Jim Acosta and the court order, this is setting a big precedent of no law and disorder at press conferences and other places, in addition to disrespectful and fake news. I hope the Democrats and the news media know what kind of precedent this is setting.
Another good question. What, answer your own question. What kind of precedent is it setting? You think that we're that's why I think that Trump will fight this. You know, he will. He'll definitely. He'll go there. By the way, guess who is in court?
Who
for this today? Jim Acosta.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Oh boy. He hired some big-time attorneys. He had Ted Olson there, which was the Solicitor General in Bush 43's administration, and some star litigator and media law specialist I've never heard of before. But, you know, this is all a big show, big game. That's what it is.
And it's sad.
It is. It is. And, I honestly don't like talking about it because I think we are doing exactly what he wants. But, you know, I guess we have no choice today. Thanks, Galen. Mark Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Hi. Yeah. What do we do about the press in this country? I mean, they don't report both stories. They're lying to the American people, really, when they don't report the whole story. That it just never ends.
Well,
what do we do?
So here's what's going on in that department, I believe, Mark. Remember, I just said I was frustrated because Trump was giving Acosta too much attention. You know, he likes the fight. I think part of the reason that the president likes the fight, not only with Jim Acosta, but with all of them, is because he single-handedly, by doing that, is turning their credibility into just crumbs, right? There's nothing left of it.
Sure.
And so I believe what Trump has been doing from the very beginning is to say, look, every Republican runs for president or some major political office, and what do? They complain about the media because the media is, you know, not fair to them. Well, welcome to reality, right? We know it's real. So I think Trump says, rather than complain about it, you know what? I am going to fight back. This is where Trump is brilliant. He's a street fighter. Now, personally, I'd like him to keep doing it without giving Acosta any more his due, because now Acosta sees himself as the firewall for the media. He's right. Speaking for all of them, right? He's Superman, Captain America, right. And Trump's on the other side. But I think what you do about it, Mark, is just let Donald Trump pound away. And before long, I believe there's going to be new business models that are going to emerge on media. I would love to see... Just even in North Dakota, let's just take North Dakota for a second. If you take the newsrooms of the newspapers and the television stations in North Dakota, I would venture to say about 90% of them are, you know, hair on fire liberals. Okay? And of that 90%, probably 70% can't hide it. Okay? 20%, they just call balls and strikes. But, you know, they. So how about this? How about you and I, Mark? We start up the Mark Scott News Service, and all we're going to do in North Dakota is report the news. In other words, the city council made this decision. This person hated it. This person loved it. Here's their comments. Leave it at that, right? Okay, the election happened last night. This person won. This person lost. Here's their comments. On to the next thing. Just tell me the basic, simple facts, and I'll decide what's right and what's wrong, who's up and who's down. You know, wouldn't that be a novel concept just to get the basic, simple facts?
It'd be great. The other thing is, I want you to tell Mr. Kramer that a lot of us don't appreciate this Kamala Harris, or however you pronounce her name, saying things like that in public, and then why aren't we jumping all over her for that? She should be chastised for that, right and left.
Yeah, because put the shoe on the other foot. Republican says that.
Right.
And there's TV ads on within 20 minutes, right?
Right.
I mean, every blog. This is where Democrats are much better than Republicans at the game of politics. Mostly, I believe, because Democrats are lifelong politicians for the most part. I mean, you know, I mean, not the rank-and-file Democrats listening to this program, but those in elected office, this is a career. This is their thing. This isn't about what our founding fathers envisioned. Citizen legislators saying, I'll come off the farm, and I'll do this for a couple of years. I'll go back to the farm. I'll be a lawyer, then I'll go back and, you know. Great conversation, Mark. Let's you and I go in business. I think we can make some headway here. Headway. And maybe some big bucks into biz. We're talking beef. Fake beef when we come back.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two statewide races in Florida now heading to manual recounts after results of automated recounts still show very small margins between the candidates. After the machine recount, the governor, Rick Scott, a Republican, has a tiny lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in a race for a U.S. Senate seat. Also, the race for state agriculture commissioner is going to a hand recount. That's not the case for the governor's race, as Republican Ron DeSantis DeSantis holds enough of a lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum to not trigger the forced manual recount.
My neighbors are dead up there, thanks to PG&E and what they've done. They could have avoided this.
That's one of a growing number of Northern California residents blaming Pacific Gas and Electric for causing the deadly campfire because of an equipment malfunction. 63 people now dead from that blaze. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Why are they busy at Dak Diesel today? Bismarck's premier diesel repair operation. They don't get any better than Dak Diesel. They just don't. CJ and his team find sponsors of this program. We've helped them build their business. In fact, they tell us, Scott, since we start advertising, not so much business, got to hire more people. We're here to please folks, building that workforce. We're here for you. That's what we're doing and what's on your mind. So, you know, I mean, when the truck or the tractor's out of commission, it can be a real pain. So instead of taking it to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it on over to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles because they'll be done that much quicker. And that's CJ and his team at Dedeck Diesel. You can call them for an appointment at 701-258-5011. Look at that website, DakDiesel.com, because that is that's the real deal there as well. We're going to talk beef in just a moment here today. It's what's for dinner, I heard. You're darn right it is. And it's really good. Really, really, really good. But a couple of folks wanted to weigh in here. I'm going to give you a chance to weigh in real quick, if you would. John Fargo, your take on the news of the day. Go ahead. You're up.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was listening to the news on the reporter, you know, at the White House. My understanding, he got his pass back, and then there was something about a possibility of a restraining order putting against him. I don't know if you heard that or not.
You're saying that was going to be the White House second step as a result he got his pass back, you mean?
Yeah, I think so.
I hadn't heard that.
So. And it's just like, you know, and I've watched him before, you know, even on CNN, you know, because I like to see, you know, from one point to another, and it just seems like they get themselves deeper in a hole that they can't get out. You're making these comments about the president and his, you know, the achievements that this guy has done as President Trump, and they just won't recognize. And I think it's the fact that they cannot deal with that the Democratic Party lost.
Period. That may be it, John. Appreciate that very much. Let's get one more in here. Rod, your comment. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind. Rod's in Bismarck.
Yeah, I think with the Acosta deal, a real cool thing for the president to do today and probably go out there and tell Sarah Sanders, welcome to today's press conference. And I see that Jim Acosta is here, and the president really didn't care for him to be here. So today's press conference will be over so that all you friends of Jim Acosta that worked so hard to get his credentials back are informed that today's press conference is over, and maybe so far into the far future until we feel like having a press conference again.
There you go. There's not a bad idea. And then they could go have a little tea party, and they come back the next day.
They can all go to the bar and have a beer and congratulate each other.
There you go. Exactly right. And then see how long they want to do it that route. There's a lot of ways to remedy this. No doubt about it. Thank you, Rod. Appreciate that very much. All right. On to one of my favorite topics, beef, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined today by Dwight Keller, who is the president of the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, known as IBAN. Dwight, how are you?
I'm good, Scott.
And Kenny Grainer's here, president of the United States Cattlemen's Association as well. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about that. Real beef is what's for dinner.
Yeah, real beef is what's for dinner, because, like, there is fake news, there's fake beef, and we want people to know about it. What do you mean by fake beef? What is that? The synthetic stuff?
Well, you know, what they've started now is growing in a Petri dish. They're taking a stem cell and blood serum, and they're trying to grow an alternative protein source to the real product. And that's one of our big concerns, and one concern that North Dakota cattle producers have basically jumped ahead of the game. Members of the Independent Beef Association have invested in the petition that we had filed about a year ago, along with the United States Cattlemen's Association. And it's an issue that we have to address. We've saw what has gone on in the dairy industry with the almond milk, the soy milk. So we wanted to get ahead of the game. We want to address this new cell cultured product. We want to make sure we get a definition that it cannot be labeled beef or meat, because it is not derived in the traditional manner. It's flesh from an animal and harvested in a traditional manner. So there are packing industries that are invested heavy into this. There are billionaires that are invested heavy into this, and they're attacking essentially a $90 billion cattle industry. So we need to address this issue sooner than later.
So, Dwight, I mean, what is the status of this? Like, where's the battle right now?
Well, the battle probably is in the labeling. We want to get it labeled for what it is. That we, it's over the share of the meat counter. There's the Beyond Burger, and they want to, for an example, they put the, and they want to be, and they are in some. If you get to some of the bigger cities, they're right in the center of the meat counter, and they want to call it clean meat. And it has as much room for contamination as anything does, as in the handling process. And it's a substitute, and we'd like to get it labeled for what it is. I think the labeling is the big thing. You know, if we can label product, we can't even label beef from what country it comes from. And now they want to take our label and attach it to an alternative product that's grown from blood cells and from roots of soybean and stuff, like a lot of different things put into it. And so I think it's an awareness to the consumer so that they know what they are getting, you know, what they are consuming. And I think that's, you know, the day of today, I think the consumer really wants to know where their food come from and what's in it. And this is a way of trying to deceive the consumer.
Yeah, and you said, Kenny, this was sort of billion-dollar deal, right? This is no small competitor. This is somebody coming right at the beef industry thinking, hey, it looks like beef, and we'll put it on the shelf for beef. So the fight for them would be to not have this label on, right?
Right, exactly. They want to attach themselves to our product. And, you know, it's not fair to the American cattle producer, North Dakota cattle producer, because we invest in the checkoff program, and we've invested over $1 billion now in promoting beef. Now, if this product is labeled beef, essentially we're paying to promote this product. So we can't allow this to happen. You know, they need to call this product what it is, and it's an alternative protein source, and how it's manufactured.
And how far away is this? Like, we're in the number one, what you're suggesting, both of you, related to the labeling makes perfect sense. At what point is that decided? And then at what point is this on the shelf, Dwight? When do we see it in stores?
Well, it's
it's on the shelf already in a very small quantity. I mean, you got the soy burgers there, but made it's an alternative source that's made out of soybean meal. But, you know, to get into mass production, they're trying to get it and get the cost down to where they can be competitive. They're talking, you know, one time they were talking 10 years or 15 years, and now I've heard 5 years. I'm not quite sure where they're at. You know, maybe Kenny's got a better idea what he's heard on the national level as far as when they can be in mass production. I'm not, don't have quite that. But the other thing, Scott, too, is, you know where you do a lot with the grain people, and cattle consume an awful lot of corn, and right now North Dakota farmers are getting like $2-something a bushel for corn, and they can't stay in existence for that. And if we take that away from our fellow farmers on the grain side, I mean, that's their, you know, we're a big source of their product. Not only that, but distillers too, that cattle consume, distillers made from the ethanol industry, you know. So I would think that they would be concerned about this also.
Questions or comments, welcome for these guys. Kenny Graner here is president of the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Dwight Keller, president of the IBAN, which is the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota. If you have a question or comment, call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Kenny, who ultimately decides on the fake beef label thing? In other words, who says, synthetic burger over there on that shelf has to be labeled, you know, alternative protein or whatever, and you know, makes the decision, makes the call on this? Who is that?
Well, we've been working with both USDA and FDA. We've always taken the stand that both regulatory there should be regulations through both FDA and USDA, but it's USDA that we'll get a label on it. Now, when products come out of FDA, there's no labeling rules. So a processor can call his or her product whatever they want to call it. You know, with USDA, you have to have a label. Now, we don't want just a single single group looking over this. We want both involved, and both USDA and FDA do already dual established regulations on dual products, you know, even in the bio crops that are out there. So and if it would stay specifically within the USDA, they would have to call it meat. So we don't want that. We want the dual jurisdiction, and we need to work together.
Let's see. Alan in Suffrage has a question for our guests. Go ahead, Alan.
Say, is our state and our national beef checkoffs, are they doing anything to combat this fake beef situation?
As of right now, I can't answer that question. I know they're concerned with it. They're following it just as well as the organizations are out there. I know last fall when I was in Billings, I did sit down and visit with Scott Stewart. He's the current CEO of the CBB. And I had suggested of making just a simple start on our label, our checkoff label, where it's the check mark and called beef. I said, let's get working on putting the word real in front of the checkoff logo. So they... At the time, they're limited to what they can do under the rules of the Act and the Order. But I think there's some simple things that they can do. I don't know if we can go outside the research of our product and research these
alternative. Hold tight if you would there, guys. Alan, hang on, too. We'll finish the answer on the other side of the break. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting today with Kenny Graner, Dwight Keller, talking beef. On What's on Your Mind, your questions welcome. Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests.
Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Battle Men and Women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free daycare available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedovic, grain specialist Jess Peterson from United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at iban.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers like Michael Housen Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Darlington Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talent, old Roy Clark, I'll tell you. Wasn't he? Always had a smile on his face, too. Is he on Hee Haw a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my
Hold
God,
on.
Yeah.
That's what I remember him from.
And now here's Hee-Haw. Roy.
Yeah. Anyway, we lost Roy this week. There you go. Another country legend.
Amazing player.
How about that? Back on What's On Your Mind. Final segment on a Friday. I hate to say goodbye. Honestly, I don't want to say so long, because we've had so much fun today. We are continuing our conversation, talking beef today. Kenny Grainer, president of U.S. Cattlemen Association, and Dwight Keller, president of Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, and Allen and Suffrage had a question on the fake beef issue. I'm not sure you were done with your answer, Kenny, were you?
No,
his question was, is can the state and the National Beef Checkoff, you know, get involved in this? And they can't. Under the Act and the Order, they can only spend their money on research, promotion, and education. But there is some simple things they can do, and producers have been, you know, suggesting, you know, let's start using on all the ads the word real in front of beef. You know, them are simple things, but to actually go up against this, they can't. It's producer groups like the Independent Beef Association, U.S. Cattlemen Association are the ones that have to take the fight.
Interesting. Alan, I answer your question, sir?
Yes, I do have one further comment. I do think that, you know, so the object of the Beef Checkoff is promotion, education, and research, and I definitely feel promotion and education would fit into combating what's going on with this fake beef. That would be it. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, Alan. Anything else you guys want to add to that?
Well, that sums up pretty good. We could, we'd like to jump into trade just for a bit, if we could.
Just what I was going to ask you about. Yes, Dwight. I mean, obviously, we're watching the battles right now to try and get some better trade deals. And the big guns include some tariffs and a lot of showdowns on the negotiation side. How... what's your thought at this point of the different negotiations and where we're sitting?
The big one now is probably Trump wants to open up the Brazil, renegotiate a bilateral trade agreement with Brazil. Brazil has more beef cows than any country in the world, and so that one kind of scares us. We spent quite a bit of time when they opened up shipping beef to Brazil with the United States cattlemen and had several calls with FSIS and with the inspection process, because they've been known to be a bad actor and, you know, not really complying to all the things that were in an agreement. And they also have FMD down there, so that scares us. So we were worried about the inspection process. And after several calls, we found out they weren't really inspecting anything. They were just checking the forms and saying, yep, there's a X number of boxes on the shipload. And after we got them to start looking at the boxes, they found out there were blood clots, bone chips, and abscesses in this product. So we're real concerned about reopening. And they have reopened some of that. And, you know, and they've been down there inspecting some of the plants. But it's a big concern to us as far as what's in there. And then also the animal ID, as far as tying the ID to this foreign product so the consumers know where their food is coming from. We really need to work on that and start with the country it comes from first. And then, and right now the blockchain technology, they want to label everything, but they don't want to tell the consumer where the product comes from. And so they want to trace it 100% back, but they don't want to give the information to the consumer, and we need to work on that.
Kenny, anything you want to add on that before I ask you about animal ID and where we're at there, rather?
Yeah, there's one thing that I think the producers need to understand is when you enter into these WTO agreements, and you know the Trump administration is wanting to make some changes there, a lot of countries are, not just the U.S., but when we enter into these agreements, and being a member of the WTO, we have to accept these countries' safety standards. You know, we can't send USDA inspectors into Brazil or into Guatemala or into Australia or into New Zealand. I mean, I can go on and how many countries we do import beef from, but we have to accept their standards. And, you know, that's the big problem. Our standards here in the U.S. are bar none the best in the world. And when we enter these agreements and then we get tainted meat from Brazil, there's issues down there. In the past, it's been proven that, you know, these inspectors have accepted bribes. You know, they just want to get into the U.S. market.
Very interesting. Unfortunately, we only have a few seconds left. And quickly, you want to say on animal ID at all, Dwight?
Well, yeah, it's coming very quickly. They want to and get this rolled out by the end of the year. And the big problem there is who controls the data
and that it's done for the purpose of disease traceability. Right now we see companies trying to get in there and get control of the information and charge us exorbitant amount of money and not really care why they're doing it. So our position is that it should be done for disease traceability.
We'll spend a little more time on that one next time. Fascinating conversation, though. Appreciate the update on fake beef. Thanks, gentlemen. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
It's RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.